calling because of the debate on the cause of this storm and weather anomalies in general. To give you a rough idea of the size of that storm, it was 500 miles wide. It was 700 miles long. That's 350,000 square miles. If you think contemporary science can in any way influence an area that size, that's very naive. And the problem with your naivete is not that it's that it's interesting conjecture, and but the problem is when you get a lot of ignoramuses running around saying that the government is controlling the weather, it's a very, very dangerous thing. It rattles their what little faith that they have to such an extent that you know, they become veritably inoperative. I think it's a severe disservice to state something as scientific fact when there's utterly no proof on your part. There's a lot of conjecture, and that's the fascinating thing about science. We experiment with many things and conjecture with many things, but believe me, conjecture is not fact, and the only beauty of science is the fact that it has verity, and truth has verity. But when you...
Let me ask you, what are you alluding to here?
When you reduce science to science fiction, it does a severe service to everyone.
Are you stating that weather modification is not a reality?
It is not possible to regulate 350,000 square miles. It is not physically possible.
Where is your proof about that?
You know, the average thunderstorm gives off more. I'm talking about a major thunderstorm gives off more electricity than mankind has created since the beginning of us generating electric power. I mean, your facts are purely circumstantial, and they're severely dangerous, not just. That it's dangerous. It's dangerous to all the people who are listening to you and who have faith in this network.
Okay, now, what are you stating? That weather modification is not a reality?
It is not possible.
It is not possible?
Just a moment, please.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Time out. This is my show, okay? I'm working with you in a conversation. I'm not going to cut you off, but I suggest you go to the U.S. Code, Title 15, and... research that before you go any further. It's
well,
in the weather modification is in the U.S. code.
My dear boy, I have.
Hey, don't call me a boy.
I have been.
Don't call me a boy.
I have been studying these things.
How old are you? How old are you?
Years.
How old are you?
65.
And how old do you think I am?
Well,
and why would you call me a boy?
Well, you sound pretty young to me.
Well, I happen to be 54 years old, and I have a lot of experience and knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're going to attack me, I would suggest you read the U.S. Code about weather modification.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's on our website. Have you been to my website?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think of my website?
Well, it's interesting. There are a lot of very, very interesting and accurate...
Do you know that there's documentation all over my website about weather modification?
Well, I think it's...
Have you been to the weather modification section? You bet.
Anyway,
because when you're attacking
run.
Me, you're
Thank
attacking
you very much.
Me.
Thank you very much.
Where are you going? I get a little hot when we have information on the website that is documenting directions. Absolutely, I'll get hot. I don't appreciate this, but I would have stayed with this man. But when he calls me boy, I don't appreciate that. Just like somebody called me Crazy Chris last week, I don't appreciate that. I get very angry and defensive. I come on this show to try and wake up our public and the sleeping brethren we have all over the place. And, yeah, I get a little upset. You bet. Sam in Missouri.